The morning was still relatively cool, and Abby Sines felt pretty good when she walked out of the polling station at Farmington Elementary School. It was her first time voting.
It was exciting. You know, I feel like that I made a difference. My opinion matters.
Sines just graduated from high school. She's off to college in a few weeks, but she showed up to vote on the school's referendum in Germantown.
I voted against the municipal schools. I graduated from a Shelby County High School. I graduated from Houston in May. And I just think that I got a wonderful education. And I think that with the Unified School District, that goal is possible for every child in Memphis.
Most voters in Germantown, however, were mistrustful of the Unified District. Germantown residents voted to form their own school district rather than join a merged one. So did residents in Bartlett, Arlington, Lakeland, Millington, and Collierville, where Stephen Piper voted. Piper doesn't have any kids himself, but he still wants to see a Collierville school district. And he's willing to pay more in taxes to get it. Piper says it's ridiculous to be stingy on matters of education.
It reminds me of a Simpson episode. No one wanted to take care of the schools because they all had to pay more taxes. I think this is worth paying a little extra for, you know, because I hate to sound corny, the kids are the future. You know, they're the ones that are going to be the next presidents, the next senators, and we better take care of them now or we're in trouble later on.
The ballot questions drove turnout in the suburbs, but it wasn't enough to sweep Republicans to victory in the Shelby County property assessor's race or the General Sessions court clerk contest. Cheyenne Johnson and Edward Stanton Jr. held on to those seats. They're the only Democrats to currently hold a countywide seat. And finally, there were three tight contests where incumbent Democratic state legislators were fighting for their party's nomination. The Democrats were forced to duke it out because of redistricting in Nashville. That redistricting also created a problem for the Shelby County Election Commission. The commission handed out thousands of incorrect ballots during early voting. But things were going more smoothly by the time Keith Owen strolled up to vote at Second Baptist Church in Memphis.
They got us in and out really quickly, and it was flawless.
No problem.
No problems.
Have you ever had a problem voting?
No, never.
And how long have you lived in Memphis?
Since 1998.
G.A. Hardaway won the Democratic Party nomination in State House District 93. John DeBerry won in State House District 90. And Jim Kyle won in State Senate District 30. But these races were decided by hundreds of votes. And they were all races where the Shelby County Election Commission dished out bad ballots. So the results may yet be contested. The comptroller will investigate the Election Commission's mistakes. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.